right. No? We're here. What was I trying to say? Right. Hello again, and welcome to the Mana Pool. This will come out before the next episode, right? So this will be 402. Because it's not going to be like 402A and 402B, because that's stupid.
402X plus 1 divided by...
pie.
Love pie.
I didn't eat, so everything's going to sound like food to me. So, hi there. We are brought to you, as always, by CardShark.com. We're currently at Lucky's Card Shop in Greensboro, North Carolina.
It's a pretty good show.
It's all right. We're currently waiting for the Two-Headed Giant pre-release to start. Eventually.
10 minutes.
Yeah, okay, half an hour. So, I am Chewy, and I'm here with Brian, who is my other head.
Yep.
And Mike, who is not my other head.
Nope.
Not this time.
Not this time. But his partner is Chris.
Did you do any other pre-releases?
No,
you didn't have time to.
No, I haven't.
So none of us.
Yeah, this is all our first pre-release.
None of us.
I guess I got myself up early Saturday morning, I could have gone to the toy factory, but I wasn't feeling like getting up early Saturday morning.
And you'd have just been there to watch Bill get destroyed.
Oh, yeah, I heard about that.
Bill told me a Bad Beats story. He opened a Kozilek.
Yay.
And he was able to play all 7 of his rares.
Nice.
And he lost horribly.
Miserably, like every round?
He didn't give me numbers, but he said he was losing to people that just started playing Magic like yesterday. And he said in one game he resolved the Kozilek and lost. And I was like, is that even a thing? He's like, I guess. So, at one point he had 15 lands on the board, which means the bottom 20 cards had all the gas and 2 lands.
Uh-huh.
And I'm like, if you could play all 7 of your ears, I was like, you win X and O, right? He's like, it was not good. He said it was really depressing. But he tried real hard not to, like, show it, because the people he was playing against were new.
Like, and
their first tournament win.
And they're pumped to win.
Yeah.
So, yeah.
Yeah. So, yeah, I'm sure...
Bill's a good guy.
I'm sure he'll tell us more in depth about that on the next Monday Night Magic. Go listen to that. So, also have a story. Brian heard the story. You didn't hear the story.
I guess
the story,
not, no.
Yes.
So, the old man...
Magic. It kind of does.
Shut up. The old man is in California right now.
Yeah.
And he was on a plane from Phoenix to Monterey.
Okay.
And the guy in front of him had a laptop open to a Magic site. And the old man tapped him on the shoulder and said, hey, man, do you keep up with all that? And he's like, oh, yeah, I love Magic. And he goes, hey, my son does a podcast about Magic. He's like, oh, yeah, which one? He said, the Mana Pool. And he was like, oh, my God, I listen to them all the time. Which one's your son? And the old man's jaw dropped. He's...
Oh, wow.
Yeah, so... hello, the old man didn't catch your name, I'm very sorry. But if you're listening to this, hello there, anonymous sailor guy. Good luck with your language thing. The old man was pretty sure it was some sort of language thing. He's fresh out of basic, I think he said, and going in the Navy, and going to something. The old man was kind of spotty. He was lost when he was telling me this. He got out to California, and the GPS didn't work, because it's regional. The maps he updated. So we got out there, and he's like, go to California, and it's like, not found. And he's like, what do you mean California's not found? So he was sitting at the airport, completely lost. And he's like, I have no idea how to get where I'm going. So I pulled up Google Maps and, like, eye in the sky at him. Okay, you're going to pass a McDonald's on your left. Go to the next light and turn left. He's like, so I'm turning left into McDonald's. No. No. Over the years, doing the driving thing, he's become dependent on the GPS.
Okay, he lost his natural knack for directing.
Yeah, well, I mean, he's got it now. Like, getting from the airport to the hotel to his brother-in-law's hotel was all...
Oh. Uh-huh.
He's got that down now, but other than that, he's completely screwed. So, yeah. But anyway. But I thought that was awesome. The old man got to meet a random person that listens to us on a plane on the other side of the country.
Carrie still believes that you record the show,
uh-huh,
and then you listen to it however many thousands of times it's said to download.
Yeah.
So...
I mean, most of them, but clearly this other guy does, too. And we have, like, 3 more listeners sitting right here, so at least somebody else listens to the damn show.
How much are you paying them?
That's not on the air, man.
Okay.
That's for the odds and ends.
We will be getting started in 5 minutes.
So they claim that we'll be getting started in 5 minutes, but I know how Ruffles is, so I know that's a lie. And he's not listening. I'm glad you couldn't keep a straight face when you said that. So, I don't know anything about this set other than the few cards that we looked at.
I think it looks pretty interesting. I don't know if I'm, like, you know, as pumped as sometimes, but there's certain cards I'm like, ooh, Hedron Alignment, yes!
Maybe not today.
Yeah. What are you talking about? I'm going to get three. I'm definitely running them.
I'm just... Like, don't you need a blue. Four?
No.
Is it just three?
You need all four to make it.
You need all four to win, but it has, you know, pay one and a blue to scry one.
That is pretty good.
Yeah. Maybe it's still one of.
I see.
And then, so, no, two, because then you can bluff them, and they're like, what, you did, what, you did, what?
And you're like, exile this one.
And then you play the next one, they have to waste a spell to, like, destroy. They're like, oh, God!
So, hey, Chris, you want to say hi?
How's it going?
That's Chris, Mike's other head. Or Mike, I guess, is the other head, most likely. Who's in charge here?
Yeah, we haven't decided that either.
Okay.
I'm always
alpha. Oh, see, Chris is always the alpha. Mike's beard is always alpha, though, so you're going to have problems.
Do you play any video games? Do you play Heroes of the Storm by Blizzard?
I was there until about 2 o'clock. I play Warcraft, Battlefield, okay. And FPS.
Okay. For Zendikar, the Storm, Heroes of the Storm, that thing. You know, there is actually a character called Cho'Gall. And
the actual two-headed Joe?
One person plays Cho, the other person plays Gaul. And the person playing Cho actually controls the movement of the character and has certain abilities, and Gaul has other abilities that play well off of each other. Like, Cho can throw out a ball, and Gaul can go, oh, look, make that ball explode, so you can have good teamwork or terrible teamwork. Like the Penny Arcade, where Gabe is like, or Tycho is like, being with you, Cho'Gall was like being with you all the time. I'm carried around by your lumbering strides in random directions while I'm trying to make your pointless efforts kill people, etc., etc. So it can be really fun.
So we're going to be the good teamwork, and they're going to be the chumps that are wandering around bumping into things.
We hope so.
Yeah, because I'm even wearing my two-headed giant beanie, y'all. Like,
he is.
Like, I am dead serious. Brian and I, as I said on the last episode, used to kill some two-headed giants.
We did.
So
we'll see if we still got the edge, the spark, the razor, the thing.
The... Yeah.
Yes.
The touch, the power, yeah.
We got the technology. We can be rebuilt.
We'll be faster, stronger. I don't know the order that they say these things.
Know.
Yay, Wonder Woman.
Hungrier.
No, oh, God, I'm so hungry. I don't believe
maybe you should go get something real quick. Or we may not have time.
He said we're starting in 10 minutes, so that means in 20 minutes we'll start.
You got a Mountain Dew.
I got a third of a Mountain Dew here. I'll just chug that and be happy.
Ryan can build the decks for you while you're at your food.
Yeah, I know.
You're funny.
Oh, well. So I guess we will... We might show up again during deck construction. We might...
Maybe toward the end, because if we have it on the whole time, we'll be like, oh, God.
Yeah. So, but we'll be back later, and definitely after each round to report how we did it, etc., etc. So, yay, pre-release.
Yay, pre-release.
Round one is over. Brian and I constructed, let me think, what am I playing? Black-white, sort of allies.
The allies kind of fill out the curve.
Yeah.
Not a whole lot of allies energy, but enough.
Literally all my stuff right here.
That one equipment.
Yeah.
Yeah. And removal.
And lots of removal.
Lots of removal.
Yeah. And Brian ended up with a blue-red Eldrazi devoid control nonsense thing.
Yes.
Which is crazy.
Between the Nettle Drone, which probably dealt 20 damage.
It was something like
that. A ton damage. As well as, and some surge spells which didn't see play yet.
Well, we didn't draw them yet.
We didn't draw them yet. But the synergy is strong with the Eldrazi, so.
We won by going burn spell to the face to untap the Nettle Drone, to burn spell to the face to untap the Nettle Drone.
To make that unblockable to untap the Nettle Drone.
Yeah.
And, yeah.
It's pretty sick.
Just crazy.
But.
Synergies.
That was
round one.
That was round one.
Mike had the bye.
Mike and Chris had the bye.
They're now gold fishing. Two-headed giants.
One of our opponents dropped, what was the dragon? The 5-4 that bolts something with surge?
The Tyrant of Valakut.
Good lord.
And killed my flyer. I was like, ah!
I drew a removal spell, and Brian's like, you want to just kill the dragon now? I'm like, yeah, let's just kill the dragon now.
Yes. But probably a good idea. Turned out he had two of those.
Oh, God. And an Akum Hellkite.
And an Akum Hellkite. He was like dragons.deck.
I good took Lord. Down, I put in
and his partner was playing green-white allies.
Yeah.
And support.
And at the
support.
End there, he had, what was it, a 5-7?
5-7 with vigilance.
5-7 with vigilance. They can block two things.
Yeah.
So thank goodness that our plan did not involve swinging with dudes on the ground, because there's no way.
There's no way.
There's no way.
There's no way. Next turn he would have given it reach and, you know, plus X, plus everything.
Yeah.
So
shoved it down our face.
Yeah.
Other than some playtest lands that I had in my deck accidentally,
we were constructing until the last second. I don't mean like, you know, oh, close. No, I mean like the last second. Like to the point that Chewy sat down and we were shuffling our decks, and Chewy found that some of the basic lands that he had borrowed had words written on the back of the card.
They were part of a legacy Merfolk deck because I have 2 Silver Gill Adept and a Curse Catcher. I'm like, oh, goody. I guess it could have been Modern.
So we had to grab some extra basic lands, but that was luckily before we presented the deck.
And Brian found 39 cards in his deck and said, whoops, and grabbed a mountain real quick. Yeah. What a mess.
Now we're good.
Now we're good, yeah.
Well, good might be too strong, but now we're okay to play.
We're legal. Yeah.
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 All right. We're 18 and loving it. Or something. What was in mine? The Vile Redeemer? And what was your shiny bonus thing?
Oh, Call the Gatewatch. To go with all our planeswalkers.
Yeah, that we didn't open.
We got that one, and we got an Oath of Jace.
Yeah.
And we're not playing either of those.
But
everything else is pretty good. We're not playing the green one that you opened because we're not in green. Because we don't talk about green.
Green was kind of less than
stellar.
Yeah, that's a good way to put it.
Yeah.
It was crap.
Yeah.
We had lots of, like, pump.
Yeah.
And that one thing that supports 2 and all your dudes with counters punch something, that was cool, but not worth splashing for.
Yeah.
Because our decks are pretty tight.
Yeah, I mean, if we need more removal, but we don't.
Yeah.
Yeah. You made the right mulligan decisions. He took the free mulligan. He mulliganed again down to 6, and it was good. But those first 2 hands were...
Yeah, I had 1 land of the wrong color. Like, I had, 1 plains in the first hand, and then 2 plains in the second hand with a load of black cards.
Yeah.
And that was awful.
And you got a lot of swamps in the deck, so it was like, huh?
Yeah.
And then the last time you had, like, a plains, a swamp, and some cheap stuff.
Yeah,
And you got the scry, and the scry showed you, what, a swamp?
A swamp, yeah.
So you're like, bam, good to go.
Yeah, the removal was good. It helped remove things, obviously. And
the mana rock, I'm playing one of the mana rocks. We got 2 of them, and I put 1 in literally the last second. Seer Stone or something
like that.
And, you know, I didn't draw a 4th land for a while, so it did some work, and it untapped my Nettle Drone. Playing the Nettle Drone turn 3 was absolutely the right move.
Yeah.
And you know what? If they had killed it, it would have gotten rid of a removal spell.
Yeah, but
they didn't.
We could have won...
It did a lot of work.
I don't know if we could have won immediately.
It would have been much more drawn out.
Yeah.
We were at 30, so...
Yeah, there's that. It's all right. Well, I guess... Yeah. I think the next round's about to start. Sexy Jared, hey, buddy. You get to hear yourself on a podcast again. But anyway, so we're gonna... I guess we'll go.
Yes.
Okay. So, more after round 2.
Stay tuned.
All right, well, it's the end of round 2. No, wait. 3?
Hold on.
4. Because Brian and I went to time just freaking every round, so it doesn't even matter.
We still got it, though.
We did.
We played really well together.
Because that's what we do, yeah. Except when I started to glaze over in the last round. That was kind of bad.
I kept him focused.
He did. So, I don't even remember. What happened in the second game? Second round. Second. It was the second game.
Second round/game, we were doing okay. But by the end, we were playing to not lose because they had a bomb after a bomb. They had a Bane of Balaged. I had just reset the board and got an octopus with Crush of Tentacles. And they played a Bane of Balaged, and I'm like, ah, play a Tapper. Then they played a Linvala. Then they played something else that we couldn't deal with.
The cohort make a zombie.
Yes.
And the, it's all good, man. Come say hi. And the, they had like a 4/4 thing also.
4/4 vampire, the cohort, you know, necro. Yeah.
That wasn't a 4/4, but yeah. It was just thing after thing that we couldn't deal with.
She's a 4/4.
Thank you.
The thing that necros?
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
So it's a tension, you know?
So yeah, that was awful. And again, we ended up, they called time, and we're like, how do we not lose this game? Because given another couple of turns, we'd have died. Totally. Without question. And so what'd you guys do in round 2? Which was round 1 for you. What are your decks like? We haven't talked to you yet.
Oh,
Chris ended up with
it's a blue white control deck,
and he's splashing one red card, Chandra.
Yeah, for Chandra.
Ooh, baller.
Mm-hmm. Yep. Which has been very good the times we've been able to play her.
Nice.
And
Sphinx of the Final Word.
Yeah, Sphinx of the Final Word.
You definitely got the control in deck.
Jesus. The white was really good. Royal's Retribution and
a ton of removal in one white.
Yeah. We got two sweep aways, two negates, two spell shrivels. Like we got a Halimar Tidecaller to get back our awakened spells. We got a pretty solid blue white control deck.
Mm-hmm. That's insane.
Yeah.
So the fact that you have no poker face and we knew blatantly that you were holding multiple counter spells didn't matter because you had even more.
Yes.
Because we were like, okay, whatever we play, he's going to counter. Let's play something we don't care about.
She waited for a long time to play his 6/8.
That 6/8 I had in my hand since I had 5 mana. But I knew you could counter it.
Did we give you enough Kolas sources to actually activate it? I don't know that we did.
I got all the Kolas. I don't even think we looked. I just cared that it was a 6/8. Yeah. The bonus ability was apparently not even a bonus. So what have you got? You're playing Devoid, of course.
Well, I ended up sort of, not really. I ended up with black-green ramp. And I was just trying to ramp into the more interesting 5 and 6 and up cost stuff that we found in those colors. Like, I got a Deceiver of Form, which is pretty interesting. I don't think he
When we played against each other in the bye, it copied a Devastator.
Yeah.
Which was insane. And then, like,
We've drawn him, he hasn't done anything except be an 8/8 and eat a removal spell.
Yeah.
Which, I mean, really, what else do you need?
Yeah. It's better. We tried playing that punishment spell, but it sucked bad. So bad. That thing where target player loses 5 life unless they either discard 2 cards or sack a creature or planeswalker, and then you do it one more time.
Well, especially in this format when they've got 10 more life to start with.
It is actually the worst, yeah.
The nice thing is that with 2 opponents, you can target the right person.
Oh, yeah, she'll get to hear it on her way into work.
Exactly, yeah. Because this is a bonus episode. We're doing this and an actual episode this week.
Wow, cool.
So who are you guys?
I'm Kristen.
Anthony.
Anthony and Kristen are apparently also listeners.
Yeah.
Sorry. We apologize.
We're big fans.
Big fans.
Oh, I'm even more sorry.
You keep her busy on her ride to High Point.
Yes, I thoroughly enjoyed the last 4-hour episode.
Where do you drive from?
From Brown Summit to High Point.
Oh, good lord.
Yeah, it's not too bad. 35 minutes, so you guys keep me company.
So it's like one-ninth of your episode.
Yeah. About right. Have you listened to 400 yet?
That was the one that was like 4 hours.
Yeah.
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 Awesome. So how'd you guys do?
2-2. Two, two.
Yeah. 2-2.
Nice.
Two, two.
I got, hey, I got same as you guys.
Yo.
I got to bring out the Tentacle Raper.
I don't think that's appropriate.
Oh. No.
is that a card?
The Crush of Tentacles.
Hey, you got one too?
I got to cast it off her for the Swarm Call.
Yeah. That was awesome.
Yeah. Yeah. Oh, she actually pulled it. It's a foil too.
It's a foil crush.
Foil.
Nice.
Yeah. That's pretty awesome. Yeah. Word. Well, did you guys have fun? Have you ever done 2 at a giant before?
No. First one.
Was it great?
It was the
so
best.
Great. Brian will be right back. We don't care. I mean, we're all going to Brian's house to help him move furniture and eat food.
Oh, there you go. At least there's food involved.
Yeah.
And bring some Not Your Father's Root Beer. The best beer on earth.
What is it?
Not Your Father's.
It's called Not Your Father's Root Beer. Anthony was telling me about it. Thomas has told me about it before, too. I hear it's really, really good.
Yeah? So I'm guessing it's not root beer.
It is root beer, but it is also beer.
It's not your father.
It's not your father.
It is 6% root beer, yeah.
My father's root beer was beer, so. Actually, nowadays, my father's root beer. No, those are moms. Never mind. Mom drinks the root beer.
So you guys were 2-2, and you were...
We ended up 2-0-2.
2-0-2. Oh, nice. So that's...
So we didn't lose.
Undefeated.
Yeah. That's going to probably be first or second. Right?
It was two good rounds and two massive wastes of time.
I don't know.
But you had fun, right?
Later, fellas.
Yep. Hi, Josh.
See you later.
Sexy piece of... I mean, I started to glaze over a bit during round 3, but Brian sort of... What? Okay. Sorry, yeah. Do that. That sounds good.
He was like, rally, because after this, you have to come move furniture.
Well, yeah, and I haven't eaten since breakfast, because I'm a big idiot, so... It was French toast, though, so...
That's okay.
It's lots of breakfast, and as opposed to my usual Pop-Tart, so, you know, we're good.
I got nothing.
Yeah. Well, you guys have a good night.
All right. Awesome. Well, you too. It was very nice to meet you guys.
Yeah.
You hang out here often?
Oh, and actually, I'm friends with Taylor, who does the song for the Manipul. Swift. Opening song.
Oh. I was like, who's Taylor?
Taylor made.
Right, that Taylor.
He's the guitarist in Swift.
Yeah.
Or was. Yeah.
I love those guys.
Yeah.
Clearly.
Small world.
Swift.
I don't know. There's some has-been a bunch of losers.
When we didn't have
Taylor, I miss Swift. I would say tell Taylor we said hi, but he'll be like, who?
Oh, no, he knows. I said, hey.
Oh, okay. He was one of the ones that I talked to. So.
Because Mike actually gave me tokens that you gave me again today for our... We had an EDH tournament one day at Chris's house, and I brought him in. Oh, yeah, I know those guys. I remember those guys. Yeah.
How about that?
Yeah.
I know Billy knows this.
Right.
Because Billy and I both dated a girl at UNCG in this one... department. So all department functions, I ended up sitting next to Billy, like, what's up? And Jamie is the one that I keep going, hey man, can I use your music for this? He's like, I don't care.
Okay, cool. They were good. I'm surprised at that. I mean, I guess trade-off is going back to school, so it's not a bad trade-off, but yeah.
It's fine. Whatever. They keep saying they're going to do another reunion show, and then they don't, because they suck. But listeners, go listen to Swift. The link is in the show notes in every episode, unless you're on MTGcast, and don't subscribe to our regular feed. You're killing me, people. You people didn't get 400 for like a week. Mm-hmm. I still haven't put 400 up on MTGcast.
Oh, jeez.
Because subscribe to the proper feed, damn it. Well, we should continue telling everyone how we're
doing. Right. You gents have a good night.
You guys have a good night.
Thanks.
It was very nice to meet you.
Yep. Call you later.
Yeah.
See you later in the week.
Yeah.
Hey, Wednesday for draft?
I think so.
Cool.
Did we get enough Oath of the Gatewatch to do one of those trips?
Yeah. I mean, we
like this week.
This
did
week?
We win any?
Oh, did we win any?
Yeah, we only need one.
How we have won anything? I don't know. I guess we'll find out later.
So round two. Okay, so yeah, what'd you guys do in round two?
Oh, in round two,
which was your round one because you rocked the bot.
That's when we were dead on board.
Yeah.
And so you guys played against the father and son that we built against, or built across from.
Right.
Right. Uh-huh. And I made a stupid attack on, like, turn three.
You teched a 2-2 into a 2-1 first striker.
I forgot I had first strike.
I did.
So I lost that. And at the, you know, on turn 1,000,000, it ended up mattering. Because it came down to who had more creatures and who had less creatures to block and or not block and die. Yeah. Uh-huh.
But they didn't attack.
No. They got,
Shut up, Brian.
What? No.
Standings.
Oh, okay, standings. Here we go.
First place was Russ Serrano. Second place was Slate Baker.
Woohoo!
Third place was Brandon Malone and his partner. And fourth place was Cyber and Noon.
Yeah.
Slate Baker, y'all get 6 packs.
Yay, 6 packs. I got a 6-pack. Okay, we're going to walk over here and get our packs now.
For you? For you, sir.
No, thank you. Yeah. Oh, yeah. Look, I got packs.
Oh.
Stuff for mom to open. Okay, so. No, I got to go get my own packs, man. My packs are the hottest. Okay, so. So I get all 6 packs because you're getting all the swag, right?
Well, then give me my money back.
I don't think that's even.
I don't either. So I'll just hold.
Okay, so it came down to attacking in year one and some stuff.
Right. Yeah. We
got in.
We were at one, and they had one more creature than we had blockers. But they drew that amazing bomb that has support 6.
It's a 6/6 for 7 that has support 6. And when a creature dies, they gain 2 life.
Yeah. When a creature with +1/+1 counter dies, they gain 2 life.
I missed that part. Jesus.
That ended up mattering, too.
Yeah, it ended up mattering. So, problem was, they had to use a mana guy to cast it. So, suddenly, they did not have one more attacker than we had blockers.
And now they have a guy that says whenever a creature dies, they gain life. So, they figure, oh, what the heck, we'll just attack in and see what happens.
Yeah.
Well, I've got the 3-mana spell that when a creature attacks, you can put it on top of their library. Swift Away or... What was it?
Swept away.
Yeah, so...
Oh, yeah, the turns had to go back and forth one more time, and then they tried to make their big attack.
Right. And then once you put the creature that gains life back on top of their library, now they have four blocks, and they're not gaining life, and so we can kill them on the crackback.
That's
pretty nice. Mm. Yeah. They said something about they tried to kill him with style with playing the creature and didn't work out.
Because we played against them in round three.
Yeah. Do you want to skip to round? All right. Is that it?
So you guys won. We played against them in round three.
And it once again became a situation of, it never became, you know, how do we not lose? But it was dragging on. It took a while to resolve. Mulligan decisions.
Yeah, Mulligan's.
And then
the problem, I love it that it lets people play magic that aren't necessarily magic players, but there was one head doing both of the work.
Yeah, he literally was playing.
So it took twice as long.
And toward the end, we figured out, it was never a good time to cast Crush of Tentacles because they had the Bushwhacker out.
Oh.
And he had played
like 12 mana. So he could have gone this and this and this and Bushwhacker and just brought us down way low.
But Chewie finally drew a second removal spell on our turn two of turn three turns. So we're like, all right, you know, just to make sure we can't lose. Attack, we didn't block. Kill the Bushwhacker, killed something else.
Some other thing.
And then
crush tentacles,
and they're like, oh. So that one was a draw as well. He showed me after the game. They had two of the Surge Dragons that bolt something, and a...
Was
that somebody else?
That was turn two, or round two. No, that was round one. That was the first game.
That was round one. Okay, I'm sorry. I apologize.
Ryan's way off base.
I remembered when it counted.
Yeah, we already mentioned that, I think.
Did we? Okay.
Yeah, they... I think round two, given a long enough game, we would have lost. Round three, I think, given a long enough game, we would have won.
I'm
pretty sure.
Pretty sure.
Because, like... When the game ended, they were at 10, and we were at 18, which...
And if that had gone the way we wanted, I would have had the octopus, and you know, could have whittled them down, I think.
Yeah.
And then, who did you play round three?
Josh and Serrano. And Josh is
What's
dead.
Serrano's first name?
Josh?
That's what I thought. I was like, that sounds weird. Okay. But he's in Serrano.
Yeah.
Casting Kozilek with no cards in hand is really good. That's what I hear. Yeah, unless you're Bill. I mean, sorry, Bill.
No, Josh's deck, it was pretty much, it was mono blue plus colorless plus a white splash, and it was completely insane. Completely and utterly insane.
Hex?
Yeah, it was Hex. And we were able to fight and scrabble. I mean, they were still at, what, they were still at like 16 when we lost. But against the seven extra cards that Josh drew from Kozilek, we were still able to fight and scrabble far.
We got to time and to turn two, and they attacked us for Xaxes. So, So we almost could have drew, but yeah, whatever.
They don't have mad game stalling skills like we do.
We try to play at a reasonable pace.
So it was not her fault.
Well, they called time twice, and we were fine after the first time. And then time was actually 10 minutes.
Yeah. Forgot that.
Can't tell time or tell.
They said something about tournaments. Magic drafters. That's 10 minutes less.
That's okay. So, but yeah, they're already taking forever in round three, and the kid is like, "I'm going to go find out how much time is left," and he gets up and leaves the guy who isn't a working head. And I just turned and yelled, "How much time?" And he goes, "That's time." And I'm like, "Crap." And then a few minutes later, he's like, "Sorry, you got 10 minutes left." And we're like, "What?"
Why Schwartz? There's an area in Y Schwartz called the Climax area.
But like, he was going to get up and go stand and wait and then ask. And I'm like, just yell it, dude. We're lucky.
Okay, I thought
that was like... Yeah, like I said before, but they're not sitting behind us anymore. It took them like... How long did it take them to do that thing on like turn four where they killed two of our dudes? It took forever to kill two guys that were stupid small guys. It didn't matter. He's like, it was well, maintain board control. Like, this isn't Hearthstone, man. Like...
Just do it. And I had a spell shrivel in hand the entire freaking game, and there was never a good time to do it because...
Oh, God. Every time...
It was either something just didn't matter...
They didn't have four mana, it didn't matter.
Or after turn, I swear, after turn six. Every turn after turn six, there was always four mana open for them. And
it was awful. I'm like, we need to counter that. One, two, three, four, five, land.
It was bad.
So, but we drew that one, so we actually, and then we went into round four.
Yeah, and then we went to round four, and of course, we had to play against Mike and Chris.
Yes.
Yes.
So, and so we totally owned all over them, game over. I mean, that, end of story, right? Wait.
No, it was pretty back and forth.
It was a good game. I enjoyed that. It was.
I like.
It was the best game of the night for us. Yeah, I don't know about you guys.
Metal Drone kind of took it. Took the game over.
The
there.
Games where we resolved Metal Drone and it didn't immediately die.
Yeah.
We won.
Yeah. I think we did have one opportunity where one of us would have had to spend way too much mana to deal with
seven
it
mana.
Than we felt comfortable with. But
well, and luckily, Tom, Mike, whatever his face was, played that giant Eldrazi. And we had the removal spell for it.
Yeah, I've been holding that exile target creature. And I'm like, I don't even know what to. And I actually had just nudged Brian and said, and he's like, yeah. And then you played that, and I went,
that.
Yeah.
And I made sure, I told him before he did it, play your eighth land.
Yeah.
Because they were clearly debating something. I don't know if it was that counterspell. They'd already played a negate.
Yeah, I called the negate.
Yeah.
I was like, he's got a negate. He's like, and Brian goes, you think? I'm like, he didn't even look at our creatures. But when I played the equipment, you were like, counter. And when you played something, he's like, were we okay with that? I'm like, it's got to be negate. So I played the complete disregard to try to kill one of your things that only sort of mattered. And he negated it. And I was like, yes. Because you guys have no poker face like at all.
There's a lot more in two-headed giant that you can deduce from your opponents because they have to talk to each other.
They have, they have to. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Like when Brian tapped too much mana, he was trying to cast the Phoenix for its surge cost, but I didn't
have a surge cost. You mean
for its
landfall trigger.
It's landfall trigger. But I didn't want him to go, oh no, it doesn't cost that much. I took his hand, I shuffled it, and I said this one, and he goes, right. I just pointed because I wanted you guys to think he was holding something that costs 6 or 8.
Right. Whereas
it works.
Whereas
exactly.
To me, the Phoenix doesn't cost 4. It's a 3/3 with haste and an amazing ability. It costs 6. It doesn't cost 4. So
but it's something that Brian and I have gotten good at over the years. Even though we haven't played Two-Headed Giant in years, we still remember that you guys are watching us just as much as we're, maybe not just as much as you're watching.
We figured out Chris wasn't playing many creatures, and we had managed to deal with some of Mike's, and so the big turn came where after the Neldrone, a turn had passed since we played the Neldrone, we were able to adverse conditions two of Mike's creatures, kill another one, and he only had one blocker left, and we're like, swing with everybody. And they're talking about, like, how do we want to end this? And I'm like, wow, they're not dead.
And Ryan's like, well, that's game, right? And I'm over here looking for a token because I didn't even count them.
They were at 9?
They were at
9.
They were 9.
They were at 9, and we're attacking with,
like, a 1,000.
A 6-8, a 2-3, and this, and then the other. And I'm like, how are they not dead?
And then you went Royal's Retribution to kill three things. You blocked a thing and he finished it off with the royal.
And then the thing that put it on top of his
swept
library.
Away.
Swept away. 6-8 on top of your library.
Put the big guy up
there. They took 4 and went to 5.
Yeah.
But we still had the nettle drone.
Yeah. And Brian drew a color spell.
Yeah.
And then
Brian killed my life draining guy.
Yes. I essentially avoided to kill the life gaining guy. Because, no, I've been debating on killing that since turn... When did you play it? Turn 3? Turn 4? I've been debating killing it since turn 4. And especially when you got more sources of colors, man, I'm like... I knew we were coming up on the big turn, and I was like, this is going
to... Yeah, when you killed it, I would have... If I had nothing else to do, I would have been able to start doing it for 4 every turn.
Exactly.
Yes.
So we chose wisely.
We did choose... Wisely.
And also, again, coming back to your poker face, or lack thereof, we completely knew that you were holding a Spells Rebel. That's why I played that second 4-2 guy with the cohort lose two.
There was never really a good...
But we didn't
there
know
were a lot of
two.
Good targets.
We didn't know you had two.
Well, there were a lot of good targets, but every time I wanted to cast it, it's like, oh, he's got exactly 4 mana up.
Yeah,
and then,
me,
then I drew the second one, and I was like, all right, now we're good.
Yeah.
You don't have 8.
Because
eight
we had... Chewie had three of that 4-2 guy cohort, make him lose two life. So we played one, and Chris played the spell on it. It won't untap. So, like, all right. You know, and we ended up trading that away. We played the second one, and that's what ate the two counter spells. And then we never drew the third
Which
one.
Which was fine, because I was still holding the 6-8 at that point. I'm terrified to play it.
But between my Naladrone and the guy that, you know, landfall, deal one damage to each opponent, stuff like that is great in Two-Headed Giant, because you got two opponents.
The only thing I really wanted is like maybe my...
Yeah, that's why they didn't put many things like that in over the Gate Watch itself.
No.
Was the GOP in...
I think it was
Battle
in
Oath.
I think it was in Oath.
No, the Toneling Geopede is from Battle for Zendikar.
Okay, that's what I thought. Yeah, Toneling Geopede is from Battle for Zendikar. Thank you, Battle.
Yeah, and you dealt, you helped us deal like 45 damage or so over the course of this game, or this tournament.
And, you know, this game in particular, I drew a ton of spells. The only creature I played was the Sphinx on what, turn like 15?
Turn left.
He had been holding the Sphinx for 100 years.
It was in my opening hand.
I'm telling you, it's got to have flash.
It's unplayable.
But because of all the stuff he was having to manage in his hand.
He didn't have a chance.
There was no opportunity.
Because if you tapped out, we would have punished you totally.
The turn when you had the removal spells.
It.
One extra blocker would not have done anything.
Yeah, I kind of wish you tapped out, because I'd have been like, BAM! But as it was, we were playing you guys more than the cards, I think, at that point.
Well, we should get going, because dinner, you haven't had lunch yet.
And oddly enough, I'm not hungry anymore. I'll just die on the way to your house.
So Chris and I still got to split up.
They still have to do their divvying.
Yeah.
Divvying?
Divination.
Draw two cards.
Yeah. Plus you have the bad one.
The what?
The bad one, I know.
What's that?
The one, it costs four, but you can surge it out for three.
Oh, which those guys did. And we're like, do we care? No, we don't know. Draw some cards, whatever. This was a lot of fun once I got past round three. Round three just killed me. And it wasn't the opponents. It was just the fact that I haven't eaten since breakfast, probably. That's where it caught up to me.
Right.
Well, this is a short bonus episode. But screw it, it's a bonus episode.
Yeah.
So
you know what you pay for.
Yeah. And this is available only for the patrons of like $50 a month or more. Yeah. So if you're listening to this and you're not a patron, cheaty face. But no, we got this will go up on I guess when I get home I'll just post it. Why not? And then I've got this week's Tavern Brawl to put up, and I've got I spent the weekend, or I spent Saturday with Mom because the old man was out of town meeting listeners on a plane. That was the whole reason for his trip. And so we recorded three videos of Mom opening packs.
Nice.
Yeah, she opened, let's see, some stuff that she got me for Christmas, so a random assortment of packs. She opened some Modern Masters 2015 that were from a listener, thanks Will. And the stuff I wanted to Battle for Zendikar pre-release that I had held on to all this time. So now I have three packs of Oath for Mom to open at some point in the far, far future.
This card sucks.
Remorseless Punishment.
Remorseless Punishment. It was such a disappointment.
It punished us more than the opponent.
Yes, it was.
Because you had to spend 5 minutes.
I had to spend 5 minutes at nothing. God, I felt so dumb.
And we didn't have double kind of black.
Also I didn't have double black for like what felt like 1,000 turns.
Oh, that's awful.
It wouldn't have mattered anyway.
It sounds so good, though.
They
discard two cards, or they sack two creatures,
I'm
or one of each.
I'm not trying to say I told you.
Or
even the first time I saw it.
In a one-on-one game that's gone on a while, then it actually does stuff, because your opponent's life total matters.
Yes.
Yeah, when they can just take 10 and shrug, whatever.
Or take 5 and sack a token, you know.
Because
I don't know how many people still play this TCG whatsoever.
So, are we going to bother with any final... Hey, Chris, how you doing?
I'm doing all right.
All right. Okay. Final thought.
I can't believe you banned Summer Bloom.
Really?
What?
That was my deck.
Were there bannings?
Did you not see the ban in Restricted
List? No, I didn't see the ban in Restricted List.
Yeah, they banned Summer Bloom and Splinter Twin.
Well, I'm down with the second one. Having played this...
I don't get it at all.
I read their description and I went, what? But we'll talk about this more on the actual show.
Not that one. Yeah.
Actually, we might as well talk about it now.
I went out with a bang, though. Friday Night Magic, I went undefeated with Amulet Bloom.
The last time you got a chance.
Yeah.
I don't know, I just, having played against Splinter Twin while it was in Standard and already feeling like that was...
Did it do anything in Standard?
Yes.
Splinter Twin was miserable in Standard.
With
Deceiver Exarch?
Yeah, because it came out and did nothing and was like a nickel card, and then they printed Deceiver Exarch and it exploded.
And it just, I still have a taste from that. So you know what, I'm okay with that not being around.
But what worries me, I don't even play Modern, and what worries me is that Splinter Twin kept a lot of other decks in check. And also, that could potentially run away with the format.
Yeah.
But they didn't unban anything. That's what trips me out. They were like, screw this card and screw this card, but they didn't.
And they banned several of them to try and slow down the
right.
The amulet decks.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, because the turn three kills lame.
I mean, you can still play the deck. And
you need to use something like Azusa, which slows it down quite a bit.
Considerably.
Well, like a turn and a half, I think.
The deck has a turn one and a turn two kill, and now with Summerbloom gone, you push it out to, like, at best three, like, with perfect seven-card hand and, you know, more likely four or five.
Yeah, which is what they want for modern combo decks. Yeah. They're fine with that. So, that one I actually understand.
Wonderstone was a turn four combo deck.
That never worked.
In Mutton.
It's happened to me before.
Yeah, but you're dumb.
No. I mean, can't Infect and Storm and multiple other decks, go off on turn two or three?
Sure. I don't know about turn two.
Infect can.
I've been killed by Infect on turn two.
I don't know.
Listener Elf and then...
like all four of the Phyrexian ones?
Four mutagenic growth and a giant growth and a Might of Old Crosa.
And then you can do the Become Immense.
Oh, you don't forget Become Immense.
Yeah, once you've played all those spells and you get
Become Immense is what makes it happen, yeah.
Yeah. Embiggen is pretty awesome. Mm. That's what Clue's called. And refuses to not call it, because it's Embiggen. Look at it. I hope they print a pump spell called Embiggen. But, I don't know, it just... I guess we'll see what happens. They just wanted to shake up the Pro Tour, I guess, because the Pro Tour is fun, right?
Yeah.
Pretty sure. I think so.
Yeah.
Okay. Let's pretend it is.
I don't know. Surely they've done some testing and thinking about it. I don't know. Anytime they just kill a deck for what seems like no reason, it bothers me. Remember the problem I had with when they killed Birthing Pod? I was like, don't do that.
Birthing Pod gets better with every creature they print, so...
That's very true. And also, like, Twin... What was I trying to think?
I guess Twin, you know, once again, it limits how many creatures they can print that have any sort of Pestermite-ish ability.
Yeah. And also, like, you don't even need to have a Twin deck. You can just throw the Twin combo in a deck as a backup.
Also, that sort of, kind of, ish.
Gigi Jiggy still feel?
Yes. Lost Cult Squad. Yeah, and it's a creature.
Because a lot of the stuff are $3 or about
$1 now. If the deck wants to try Kiki Jiki, it has to slow down and go back to being the three color deck that has Restoration Angel in it.
That could be.
I think it has to go back to being that control deck with Restoration Angel.
I haven't seen a Jeskai Twin deck in forever. They're all either blue red or Grixis. Here lately.
Mm-hmm. How much does triple red play into that as well?
Yeah, the fact that you have to slow down. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
I mean, you've got really good mana bases in modern, but I don't know.
Hmm. I don't know. I don't play modern. I'm preparing for Monday Night Magic. Mm-hmm. Is what I'm doing.
I mean, really, but really, the only thing Kiki Jiki dies to that Deceiver Exarch didn't is Lightning Bolt. So you're not changing the.
Oh, sorry.
You're not changing the vulnerability around too much, but yeah, it costs 5 and it has red, red, red.
Hey, maybe now some Spellskites will fall out of sideboards. Because that was like a main reason for Spellskite.
Yeah, that's true.
Was for Infect.
Infect, Boggles, and Splinter Tron.
Yeah.
Tron should get better too, because you have less of the land hate that was aimed at Amulet and Tron.
Don't let that go to your head, though. Tron's still not great.
My Tron deck is awesome.
I'm sorry. Mike's Tron deck is awesome. I was talking about your Tron deck.
I didn't say it was a good deck, but it is awesome.
It is awesome. Okay, yes. Oh, well. So I guess we'll be done with that. How's that? Does that sound good?
Sounds good.
Yeah. So, Kartark.com is a sponsor. We're at Lucky's. Yay. With new goobers that own the place. How many of those guys are here?
What?
The new owners. I don't know these people.
Billy's right there with the hair. And then John has the hat.
Oh, okay.
What about Billy?
Wait, I was trying to figure out which of you fools actually own the place now.
Prettiest fool.
Prettiest fool owns the place now.
Is there another show going on right now?
Do what?
What?
Are you guys doing a draft?
No.
Billy. I think one of those things...
Okay. So that was our store owner. Hey, buddy.
Hi.
If you learn to tell time, you'll be a real threat.
I'm trying to tell you guys.
So, yeah, and all the email and thing, it's all in the show notes. Go read the show notes, and then go listen to the real episode where we talk about more cards.
Yeah.
Sound good?
Sounds good.
All right, so, Thank you. Oh, hey, Chris, it's good to have you on, man.
Yeah, thanks.
Thank you for carrying Mike all this freaking time.
He pays a lot more attention than I do in general.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah. Hmm. Without him, I think we would have actually lost round two. Instead of almost, oh, God, we're still alive.
Oh, because you were ready to, yeah, you got it. Is that what I heard earlier?
I was ready to, yeah, you got it. And then the life gain thing didn't click with me with the support six guy.
Yeah.
So I was about to make a bunch of blocks that would have gained them like an 18 life or something stupid like that.
You were going to block it with the Devastator.
Yeah. Yeah. It was just an idiot play.
Well, thank goodness that you were there carrying my And like, how many packs did you get because of Chris?
We got two each.
Look at that. Yep. You're such a good guy.
Hey, man.
Okay, so that'll be us then. We will record a real show later this week. So thank you all so very much for listening, and go play some Magic.